If you're a pet parent, you know the comfort and company your furry companion can provide. But do you love them enough to bring your dog or cat or budgie on a plane with you? The airline Virgin now allows small pets to travel in its plane cabins. But when they first made the announcement that this was coming, it sparked heated debate online, with some people branding it ridiculous and disgusting and kind of querying whether we're treating our fur babies a little too much like real babies. Are the lines getting blurry? Well, Jackie Rand is Executive Director of the Australian Pet Welfare Foundation and an Emeritus Professor at the University of Queensland's School of Veterinary Science. Jackie, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you, Tegan.
What are your thoughts on Virgin allowing animals in the cabins of the aircraft?
I think it's terrific and it's well overdue.
Okay.
Many airlines, and I just looked on the internet, and 21 airlines so far are listed as allowing it, and big names that people would know, you know, Air France, Lufthansa, United Airlines, Air Canada. So it's been well received there. And Tegan, you know, animals are so important in our lives. And what people forget is that even if you don't own an animal, it actually benefits you, because the astounding thing is that it's been shown that pet owners use doctors 11% less often than non-pet owners, and that eases the stress on the health system by an estimated 2.8 million doctor's visits a year, saving the whole community and the national health costs of $1.25 billion a year.
So if I can't get an appointment with my GP, it's because not enough people have a pet.
Maybe it's because you don't have a pet. In fact, there was a very interesting paper that's just been published this year, which showed that on a life satisfaction scale of 1 to 7, that owning a dog or a cat increased your satisfaction score by 3 to 4 points, which is just amazing. And
that's
wonderful
for me, though. Like, my life satisfaction has gone up 3 to 4 points. But if I'm sitting next to someone else's dog on a plane, maybe my life satisfaction is going down.
Well, what they're going to be in designated rows, from my understanding. They have to be the whole container and the pet has to weigh 8 kilos or less and fit under the seat. But they will be in designated rows. So. And you can't ask for a seat not next to a kid that's crying, but you won't, they will be pet designated rows. So if you don't want to sit in a pet designated row, then you won't be.
Maybe if you do feel like having a little pat of someone else's dog on the plane, you can ask to be seated in the pet row. I guess we'll see when that comes out.
Well, you won't be allowed because they have to stay in the carrier. But it's actually quite interesting, because we know that, particularly if you're walking a dog, it increases social interaction, because people ask you about your dog's name, not your name, often. And I can see that happening when people are walking off the plane with their pet. You know, people start, you know, who don't have a pet there, but have pets, will start to ask some questions. So I can see that it will increase social interaction. And a lot of people are really scared of flying, and I think, you know, to have that security knowing your pet's there in front of you could help that.
This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Jackie Rand, who's the Executive Director of the Australian Pet Welfare Association, about a new announcement by Virgin that small pets might be allowed to go in plane cabins soon, by the end of the year. Asking you what your thoughts are around our fur babies and how much they're part of our daily lives. Another text says, I have a really strong position on the anthropomorphising of companion animals. Yes, there's an overlapping of species characteristics and we have a bond as an interspecies family, but too many humans impose humanness on their pets, and this denies them their own critter identity and it confuses them. Jackie, talk to me about this fur baby shift that we've seen in recent years.
Well, I mean, some people will describe them as fur babies. I've got two cats and now I've just got the one dog. But, you know, they're always happy to see you. Not like some people in your life. And it actually has been shown in the study about life satisfaction that pet companionship can potentially be viewed as a substitute for human relationships at home. And I think many of us are lonely, and having a pet does make you feel better. And what's wrong with that? The pet certainly, I mean, I know when my dog comes to me with, you know, a big happy smile on his face and, you know, the ears bouncing as he runs along, you know, I don't think he's suffering. And, you know, he's still a dog at the end of it.
Jackie, thanks so much for joining me. Jackie Rand is Executive Director of the Australian Pet Welfare Foundation and an Emeritus Professor at the University of Queensland School of Veterinary Sciences.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.